We're visiting with Northern Heights head football coach Greg French on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, your football team on the road tonight going to Central Heights and coming off a win over Yates Center. What's the next step you'd like to see your ball club take tonight?
Well, I've been very pleased with our kids as far as the aspect of improvement from week to week. And, you know, that was a great win for us against Yates Center. Our kids really came out and really did step up their level in execution. And, you know, watching film from week to week, we always look for those areas of improvement. And I feel like we're making steps in the right direction.
How does your team match up with Central Heights?
I think it's going to be a really good football game. I think we're pretty evenly matched as far as talent-wise and size and speed, and it's probably going to be a game of who can make the fewest mistakes and capitalize on any mistakes that are made. It ought to be an enjoyable game to watch, I would think.
What is it you feel like your team has to do well tonight?
I think we just have to keep improving on those things that we're trying to improve on. You know, we're running the football quite a bit and throwing it some, but you know, our offensive line has really been improving. Our defensive line has been doing a better job, and you know, we just have to keep improving on those things that we feel like are our weaknesses. And you know, one of those being from day one, we felt like we just needed to get more aggressive. And I think again tonight we're going to have to get off the football and be more aggressive if we want to be successful.
We're visiting with Northern Heights head football coach Greg French on the Area Coach's Corner. And from a coach's standpoint, you knew you had some younger players that were having to step up in some key roles. It has to be good from a coach's standpoint to see those guys mature like they have.
Yeah, it is. You know, we started off rough, and we knew we were going to be some learning curve there. And you know, we've got some tough games ahead of us. But it is nice to see that, you know, some of the schemes, that they're starting to understand them better, and we're starting to get people in the right places. And now it's a matter of getting those fundamentals down where we can make those execution when we need to.
And looking back at last week's win over Yates Center, your quarterback Jason Riedels has a really good night for you.
Yeah, and it's Justin, actually.
Oh, Justin.
That's okay, sorry. Justin had a good night, and you know, we had several kids that we kind of put back there and ran the ball with, but Justin executed their passing scheme very well on our play-action passing stuff and ran the ball very well, and he would be the first to give a lot of that credit to how well our offensive line did along the same lines. So, but, yeah, we were very pleased with him. He's come a long way for us, and this is his first year as a starter at the quarterback spot, and he's been doing a very good job.
And as you mentioned, he's the one that's going to give his teammates the credit for it on Friday night, and it has to feel good to have a kid like that in the lineup.
Yeah, he is. He's a good kid, and he's been waiting patiently for his chance. And he's not a real big kid and not super fast, but he's just a tough kid, and he's mentally sharp, and he understands the schemes, and he executes things well, and he's a good leader on the field, and all the things you want out of a quarterback.
Coach French, congratulations on the win last week over Yates Center. Good luck tonight against Central Heights, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
That's Northern Heights head football coach Greg French on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Lacey Hamlin and Jan Utek of Eck Real Estate, Mel's Tire, and by the air conditioning specialist on Country 101.7 FM.